Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. When you hear Ozzy, that means it's time for... What did we come up with? Greenberg's the... If Ozzy's the Prince of Darkness, Greenberg's the Sultan of Death. I don't know. Greenberg, what's your name again?
I was like a minion spreading the gospel of rock and roll.
Yeah. The minion of gospel.
The minion of gospel. Okay.
All right. Our boy Neil Greenberg joining us from the Washington Post. Kind enough to make time for his weekly podcast appearance via the Rude Guest Hotline. Greenberg, from an analytical standpoint, what the hell happened in Minnesota?
We actually have an analytical term for this. It's called poo-poo.
I think that worked in real life, in everyday life too, bro, Neil.
It's one of the few times when like the analytics and the eye test converge. Yeah, I mean, this was bad. I mean, even like the adjusted scores that we do, you know, to account for fluky plays and stuff like this, still would have seen them lose like 24-10. So, yeah, this was about as bad of a game as you can possibly have. Everything that could go wrong went wrong in that game, from, you know, defense to the injury, et cetera. It was tough. It was tough to watch. Yeah. And it's unfortunate because, you know, I get a lot of fans are upset. You know, any sort of goodwill that was built up last year, I think, is almost gone. And that includes for, you know, Quinn, Adam Peters, even Jaden Daniels, you know, especially in light of how well Drake May is doing. It's tough. And I mean, I get being upset, but, you know, to come away with this and say that Jaden Daniels is brittle or can't stay healthy, to me, is a little bit silly because, you know, the elbow injury was fluky. The injury against Minnesota, he was running downfield to make a play after his interception and just got bodied by a defender. You know, and if you think about it, the one time he was actually hurt while quarterbacking last year, he played through it. Like, we didn't even know he had broken ribs or whatever. I don't get that narrative. But, you know, again, when you're this bad, people will just start clinging to anything to support their view of the team. But, you know, again, I mean, this is just a team that's, you know, it's not cursed, but it certainly feels that way.
You feel like it's a team that's damned. Like, you know, I agree with you a lot because you know, we'll be talking about a little story later on, and I went back and I looked at a lot of the videos that the dude used in his story, and I also remember he got hurt in the pocket a couple times this year where they try to act like he's always running when he gets hurt. And I just think that, you know, the narrative gets blown out of proportion when you don't have the wherewithal to go look at the actual videos and look at and know the actual story to be able to combat some of that stuff, where people just throw it out there. And like you said, people just grab anything. They don't know. They just grab it and run with it.
Yeah, it's an echo chamber of sadness, right? I mean, misery loves company. Yeah. So when you're feeling down about your team, those type of narratives snowball a lot easier because, you know, let's face it, it's a lot easier to be angry and point fingers, especially from the comfort of our own home, than it is to really critically think about the issue. And, you know, again, anyone that's assessing grades or is saying that this team regressed or isn't as good as last year, I really do feel is glossing over the injury part of it, because I point to, again, how like Baltimore and Cincinnati did when they lost their quarterbacks. And, you know, their quarterbacks have come back into better, I think, more stable situations. So they were able to get back into the playoff race. But we forget, last year was supposed to be a rebuilding year for Washington. And, you know, a lot of people are mad at Adam Peters for not addressing the defense situation. But he's in a lose-lose situation, right? I mean, if he doesn't give Jaden Daniels weapons to work with, then he's squandering his first-round pick. And, you know, if you're just building the offense, then you're neglecting the defense. Like, you can only do so much. And that's why rebuilds take time, because you can't get impact players on both sides of the ball efficiently in the draft and free agency, especially not now because teams lock them up.
Well, you know, so people do it with their fantasy football teams, so you could definitely.
That's the problem,
right?
You're exactly right. I think that is the biggest problem, because to us, and I'm saying us like the public at large, it's easier to address injuries because we can just go in the fantasy pool and find somebody because there's only 10 teams and they're only offense and it's not real. But I do think that that's part of it. I think that really does skew the mindset of what really goes in to an organization trying to rebuild. And, you know, again, last year, and I said this before on the show, probably the worst thing to happen to the club, because it recalibrated expectations in a way that was really tough to live up to in year two.
Mm-hmm. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow Greenberg at @ngreenberg. Check out his work in the Washington Post. so we're going to have a discussion about it in a minute. This article from The Ringer talking about Jaden's slide rate and all of these things. You got to look at the data, and you got to look at the games and the numbers. I understand all that. But when a guy is in and out of the lineup as much as Jaden is, isn't it pretty hard to really get a consensus on what this year has been? They played, 13 games, and I think he started six of them? Seven?
Oh, boy.
As a statistician, as somebody that understands where to apply numbers to gather a conclusion, like, is it relevant when you've got a guy? So Jaden started seven games, which means he's finished four games this year. Like, is it accurate to start to distill information when the sample is as, maybe not small, but like non-congruous as normal?
Yeah. I mean, I am not making any conclusions about Jaden Daniels' future, the team's future, the GM's future, the coach's future on anything I saw this year. And I actually think, as a result, Washington is going to be very difficult to project for next year. And much like last year, when, you know, you're going to have to look at the extreme cases, like what if they are healthy and can get better on defense and have an easier schedule. Like, you know, I think the expectations are going to be out of whack next year too. But no, absolutely not. I mean, there's so much noise in football analytics to begin with to try to use them for a guy that's, like you said, in and out of the lineup, he's hurt, the players around him are hurt, you know, they're playing a stronger schedule, they're, you know, there's just so many other things that go into it. No, I mean, I haven't written anything about this team this year that much from an analytical point of view because I'm not comfortable with it. Like, there's the range of outcomes for this team is too big for me to say with any certainty, like, I know what's going on or I have any comfort level of what's happening. So, yeah, I mean, you can look at the film and you can certainly point to instances where you can match them up to a data point, but I would not be drawing any lines between those data points this year because there's just too much chaos that happened with this team.
Mm-hmm. Talking with our friend Neil Greenberg here, I want to make sure we get to some Caps. Huge game tomorrow night. I will be in the building, fired up, going to go cover pregame for NBC4. But before we do that, I have a straight-up personal, selfish question for you. Shout out to me. I'm in three fantasy leagues, made the playoffs in all three. That's hard to do, Brian. But I've been leaning on Jacoby Brissett for the last month in two of my leagues. Brissett is playing the Texans this week. I don't think I can roll with Jacoby against Houston, right?
You probably shouldn't.
No, Houston has one of the best defenses in the league, and they're going to be a relatively low-scoring game. Houston would not be a team that I am targeting in terms of playing a player. I think that defense is too good.
Mess around and find out situation.
You don't want to do that. I don't think if you have any other options,
Trevor like Lawrence.
I don't know. Maybe there's like a grandfather you can pick up and plug in.
I mean, Tua on Monday Night Football, Trevor Lawrence, C.J. Stroud, Tyler Shook.
Hold on, he ran for two touchdowns
last week, B.
Yeah, maybe that's your look. Do you think you're favored in the matchup, or do you think you're an underdog?
Favored slightly.
Okay,
but I don't care about that fantasy. Who knows, dude?
Well, yeah, but that kind of helps a little bit. You want the
looked. I'm the underdog.
Okay, then you want to go with the highest ceiling, which is probably like a rushing quarterback from New Orleans.
Hasn't Lawrence been playing better?
Yeah, but again, you want the upside. Like you want the upside to maximize your outs if you're an underdog.
Is Shook a running quarterback, or did he just run last week?
I don't know. Find out. F around and find out, right?
Yeah. There you go, Jay. Tell him, Neil. I'll be asking you all these questions. Look, my question is he going to share some money with you? Because he's still getting all your – he's picking your brain.
Friendship is my reward.
That's right.
Yeah, okay.
Agape love.
You know how much he's winning, huh?
Dude, my fantasy leagues are very low stakes.
Oh, I know.
It's not big money.
At least you're invited. Pride. I haven't been invited to a fantasy league in probably like 5 years.
Really?
I was kicked out
of a
family. That's
because you're probably
league.
Too good.
They look at you automatically. Yeah,
you're like
an analyst
shark.
Guy. Like, so I was down in Louisiana 1 year, and the guy wasn't there. So they let me pick his team for him. I don't follow fantasy football at all. I just picked his team. He won the league. I am banned from picking for anybody the rest of the league. I can never pick for anybody else. I picked nobody that the fantasy thing said pick. I picked who I thought.
That's why. I was politely excused from our family fantasy league.
So. Well, let me be clear. Like, if I'm starting a fantasy league, I'm not inviting you, Greenberg. If I'm going to play tackle football on Thanksgiving, I'm not inviting B. Mitch. There's certain things. Like,
I hear you.
If you guys are going to a vodka drinking contest, you probably don't want to bring me. I'm pretty good at that.
So, Neil, you're going to be going to the tackle football game. I'm going to be going to the fantasy football game.
Yeah, I'm all set. Let me start working out on the treadmill.
I think I can handle that vodka thing.
Yeah, you'd be all right in that, too. Yeah. Greenberg, how good are the Caps?
I don't want to jinx it, but they're good? Question mark. I mean, this is a team that has a high ceiling, right? We just talked about that. Like, this is a team that when they get rolling downhill, you're not going to beat them. They just have too much happening. They have good goaltending. They have a lot of scorers. Tom Wilson is leading the team in scoring, but Alex Ovechkin is not far behind. So that's like a huge plus for this team. They got two other double-digit scorers. Ryan Leonard, I like him. I like his play style. I really do enjoy watching him play. This is a team that that can hurt you if you don't take them seriously. And, like I said, as long as Ovechkin is playing like he's in his 20s, which he has been, this is a dangerous team. So, enjoy it while it's happening. We've had 2 years now, I think, where this team has kind of over-exceeded expectations. And big matchup coming up against the Hurricanes, who, it's a good spot to show that they're for real, and, this isn't fluky.
It's a big spot, and I think that arena should be pretty juiced up tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to that.
They're the best team in town again, right? Like if you want to see winning performance, they're really your only option. So I think that they're going to be pretty popular over the next couple of weeks.
Respectfully, that's not a high bar to clear. Especially once the spirit season was over, there weren't really many good teams in town. I'm glad the Caps have turned this thing around. I think that should be a ton of fun tomorrow night. Last thing, what'd you think of how college football ended up drawing everything up?
If head-to-head mattered in between Miami and Notre Dame, then Miami should have been ahead of Notre Dame. The fact that Miami gets to leapfrog Notre Dame the last week of the season without playing, that to me just shows that your polling doesn't really mean anything, right? Like you're not polling to get a list of the best teams, because in the end you're just going to put in there who you want to put in. Yep. And if that's the way you bill it, that's fine. But that's not the way that you bill it. You bill it to have all these committees and discussions about who are the 12 best teams, who are the 12 most deserving teams, and you can't tell me that one game settles a debate when I think one team was much better than the other one. So, again, you want to have it that way, I have no problem with it, but you seem like you move the goalpost near the end just to, to make a point or to do whatever it is that you want it to do. I don't think that that's the right way to go about it. So I do disagree with it. But in the end, now Miami needs to show them that they picked the right team.
I have some thoughts. I also think it's so easy for us to zero in on if they screwed Notre Dame out of this thing. The confluence of events that were required for Notre Dame to get screwed, I also think were so extreme that it's like, we just boil it down to, oh my gosh, Notre Dame got screwed. What if UVA just won the game? So many things could have happened that would not have screwed Notre Dame.
Yeah.
But there was it was if A, then B, then B, then C, then C, then D. So many triggers happened for them to be thrust into that situation. I think there should be some
understanding. I still wonder how Alabama just rolled up in there. That's what
that's the other thing, too.
That troubles me right there.
They
lost the last game they played, and they lost 3 games total, right?
They had the best win in college football all year.
Who?
Bama.
Against who?
Going to Georgia and winning in Athens.
Then they
lost.
That's
the best win in college
football.
And
then they
lost
the next time they played them.
So are we really just looking at the best win for each team?
I think
the criteria?
Bama's stretch of road wins.
I think
wins,
the best win in college football this year was Indiana beating Ohio State in the championship.
Well, the other part of it is, how do you consider conference championship games? Because, these teams are just going to start opting out.
But if the playoff has created some real questions, and it's right before we make this decision and you lose it, I have to count it.
Right. They just made the precedent that every game counts, and head-to-head games count more than anything else. That's the precedent that they just set.
I am a believer in head-to-head games should count more. You play the other team, who wins matters. All right, we got to go, Greenberg. I think we can do this.
Love you guys. We'll talk about it more next week.
All right, man.
Thank you, bud. That's our friend Neil Greenberg. Give him a follow, at N Greenberg. When we come back, article in The Ringer. The headline is about Jaden Daniels and what is happening this year. Is there enough to really dive into that? Let's find out. B. Mitchell Finley.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Cluster Buster, CK, actually sent us this article yesterday. And maybe you had already read it, B. You had already seen it. I didn't get a chance to read it till this morning because I was out watching people give away bikes. Stephen Ruiz is the author from The Ringer. Respected football journalist. And the premise is simple. It's the quarterback notebook. Ruiz at times hasn't been that high on Jaden going back to last year, but, you know, that's all right. Everybody's entitled to their opinions. But the premise is looking at three quarterbacks that are struggling much more than they have in their career. And with some, the sample is large. With some, the sample is very, very small. Mahomes, seemingly everything's going wrong with the Chiefs.
This year, yeah.
This year. And I think there is some empirical data you can point to. But so he talked about Mahomes, and then he talked about Baker Mayfield, who started the season red hot and has been really, really poor since. And he talked about Jaden Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
The premise is, I'm just going to read the first paragraph here. Let's stick with the theme of quarterbacks who are scrambling too often, because that was also the allegation with Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the concerning statistics attached to Daniels' sophomore slump, and yes, he's officially in that territory at this point, this one might be the most worrisome. Daniels' scrambling rate is up by 3 percentage points over last season. That's a number Washington wanted to bring down after Daniels scrambled on nearly 13% of his dropbacks as a rookie. His scramble rate is up to 15.7% in 2025. Now, there's some data here that is interesting to me, and I think this will happen over time. Of the top five scrambling quarterbacks in the NFL, and I'm surprised Lamar's not on this list, but Lamar's not on this list. Mahomes, Drake May, Josh Allen, Jaden, and Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
How often do they slide? Get down without getting hit.
Okay.
Pat is at a 21% slide rate. Drake May is at a 30% slide rate. Josh Allen is at a 17% slide rate. Jaden Daniels, a 10% slide rate. Caleb Williams, a 23% slide rate. A 10% slide rate, I do find interesting. I do think in that Minnesota game, he did a better job of trying to protect himself. The play he was injured on was an interception return.
Yeah. A slide rate, he talking about when a guy go feet first.
Yeah.
If you run out of bounds or you go head first and you don't get hit on either of those either, he don't count those. Okay? That's why I think it's BS. The video in the article shows Jaden sliding feet first. And a couple of times he went head first and he didn't get hit. The rules of the NFL for quarterbacks giving himself up, whether head first or foot first, he's not supposed to be hit. So what difference does it make if you go feet first? And we saw him in that game, he stepped out of bounds two or three times and didn't get hit. So if I'm going to only look at the actual slide rate, it's going to be overwhelming. Because you know what? That promotes and that supports his article. So as I look at it, I'm like, this makes no sense to me. If I run the ball and I step out of bounds and don't get hit, that's a knock against me not sliding. If I go and I go head first and I don't get hit, that's a knock against me not going foot first. Then he took it farther by saying that, well, he's probably going head first because of the injuries to his lower body. The lower body injury happened in the pocket, right? When he had the hamstring thing.
Yeah, in Dallas.
It's in the pocket. So it's like this article is one that kind of gives you data to say something, but if you just dig into it, you find out it's misleading as hell.
Well, I found this pretty interesting in another article. I don't think they're trying to mislead. I think it's
that's misleading, JP.
Okay, I think it's painting with way too broad of a brush, and frankly, I think Jaden's season has been so uneven that it's pretty hard to draw much conclusions from anything.
I would say
he's started seven games. He's played four full games.
He played four full games
in the middle of December.
Four full games, and he played four full games with a completely different type of roster.
Right, each time.
So, listen, I understand his year has not been what he expected. But I refuse to let people say stuff because I know most people are not going to look at these films, at these videos, and pay attention to what's happening. I do. I saw the 10% slide rate, and then I'm watching the video, and I'm like, okay, he went ahead first, he didn't get hit. He went out of bounds, he didn't get hit. So, what does that count for? So, you got a slide to be considered slide rate? Or it's a quarterback that takes care of – if I run out of bounds and don't take a hit, I'm taking care of myself. If I go head first and I don't get hit, I'm taking care of myself, right? So how do you not calculate those things into it? So that's what I'm saying about a lot of – that's why I get so upset about with all these numbers people want to throw around. Those numbers are going to be whatever they are, but you better know how the hell they come into them. So right there, this is distorted numbers. That 10% is distorted by watching the video, because in his article, he states, feet first, says slides. He states that. So the numbers are already distorted.
So what I found really interesting, Dan Graziano and Jeremy Fowler do a column every week for ESPN, kind of the week 15 buzz, mm-hmm. right? And Graziano put some notes in about Jaden towards the end of his piece. Said, you know, we'll see if Jaden's back on the field. There's some thought to rest him. There's some thought to play him. I'm reading now from Graziano. There are people around the league who think Washington isn't doing Daniels a lot of favors with the amount of no-huddle offense and the sheer number of plays the Commanders run in games. Though that might be an outdated critique. Washington ran the fifth most offensive plays of any team in 24. This season, it has run the 23rd most, but it also hasn't been as successful on offense, so time of possession is way down.
Mm-hmm.
Some also feel there's a discussion Washington needs to have about how much it is exposing Daniels to potential contact with design runs on first down. Daniels has the ninth most first down rushing attempts of any QB in the league this season, despite playing only seven games. Over the past two seasons, he leads all NFL quarterbacks with 89 first-down rushing attempts. It's a useful weapon in his arsenal, for sure, and he'll need to continue to be able to run to be successful. But a leaner quarterback who came into the league with concerns about taking too many big hits might benefit from a change in philosophy, regardless of whether the Commanders shut him down for the rest of this season or not. Like, I find that pretty interesting.
That's interesting.
If we're concerned about the sliding, maybe, like, they're also running him a lot. Now, I thought in Minnesota was one of Jaden's worst decision-making days. I thought there were times when he could throw it, and he didn't, and he looked to scramble. The blitzes were also coming from everywhere, and I bet he didn't feel too comfortable in the pocket. Oh, by the way, he hadn't played in a month, so there's probably a little bit of rust.
Yeah, well,
I just think there's context to all of it.
I think it's context to everything, but I think when you drop back and you're reading one side of the field and a color flashes right here to the backside of you, you're reading those two receivers, they're covered. I start to make a move. If I'm a running guy, I'm going to make that move. I'm going to go get these yards. There is a guy open backside, but you know what? I never looked backside. Because based off of the flash of the color, and I saw my running back come over and hit one back, one linebacker, but the other back is still coming. So I don't have a chance to look over there. People that go back and rewind their film and look at it, you can look at this all day. You know, you could always find the open receiver who I could have hit, but am I even reading that side of the field? Am I reading that quadrant or reading that third of a field? Most times when quarterbacks miss those guys open, they're not even looking that way. So if I start running to the right side, yeah, somebody's open on the left side, but I damn sure can't get the ball back there to him. Never saw that. Quarterbacks, everyone say read the whole field. I don't know many quarterbacks that read the whole field every time. You read quadrants.
It's so interesting you say that because I saw this from Wes Phillips, who used to be here. He was tight ends coach here a number of years back. Mm-hmm. He's now the offensive coordinator in Minnesota. And he said something that, like, if you really care about football and you want to nerd out and try to understand it better, the notion of reading defenses is kind of extinct in the NFL level because coverages have become so complex and camouflaged that most systems have now gone to progressions rather than trying to read a defense. I'm going to read now from Wes Phillips. A lot of teams have gone to more pure progression. We still have some coverage read type plays where maybe it's single high and you're working this side, two higher pressure and maybe you're working this side. But even in my time in the league, in the beginning, that was kind of everything. It was coverage reading. Here's where I'm going. This is the alert versus quarters. This is too high, so I'm going here. And with the coverage becoming more complex and with more versions, where you're inverting the safety and playing cover two or dropping the safety and both corners are back and the two deep guys, there's so many different coverage. It's hard sometimes with the clicker to sit there, and you have to rewind it a couple of times and go, what are they playing here?
Yeah.
There's more coverage where maybe it's quarters, but depending on this guy's release, this quarter's safety is going back to the post, and it looks like single eye. I think it's hard on a quarterback to sit there after the fact and go, this was cover three, you should have gone here, with some of the disguise and complexity of the defense.
Who's saying that? A coach.
A coach.
A coach who dissects this, who understands. He has to look at the clicker three or four times before he knows what the hell they're playing. A quarterback dropping down who's reading one side of the field, in essence, because this is what this coverage that I think I'm seeing tells me to read over here. And then I got some guy writing a damn article who goes run the thing back 500 times, and he finds a guy that's open on the backside, which I'm never looking for any damn way. And if I'm scrambling to my left and that guy is coming this way, I could probably try and turn to throw the ball, but it's a guy right here behind me. So I keep running out of bounds, or I just go the other way, throw it out. I don't try to throw it back over here because that's going to be taking a hit, right? This whole article is about taking unnecessary hits.
And I think you can argue Jaden probably does it a little too much. But I think the concept of trying to – I thought – I just got this tweet from
– But that article that you told me from the other guys who are saying –
Graziano
them. See, that article – tells a story, but it never mentions names. Okay? What they're saying is the offense is predicating him being in a situation. They don't say anything about Cliff. That offense predicates that. That's who's calling the plays on offense. He's not walking up there calling a run on a play. That's what the plays are. And I think that's the problem with this stuff. the quarterbacks, they will throw the name and say everything, but we're going to give you a broad story when we want to say it's because of the offense. The offense has to change.
Nobody go anywhere. We're going to continue on this premise. We're also about to give away a Paisano's gift card. It's B. Mitch and Finley. Hey, it's JP Finley. You've heard me talk about my new garage door from Door Pro America, how much it's helped my family, how much it's better for my house, and how much it's boosted our curb appeal. Well, these guys could do the same for you. You don't just have to get a new garage door. What if you just need a repair or some maintenance? They can handle it all. They're based locally, and they've been doing it for over 50 years, keeping garage doors in the DMV running smooth for homeowners like me. And maybe you've been putting it off because you don't want to spend the money. Well, now is the time to act and save big. If you schedule an appointment with Door Pro America today, you get a $0 trip and inspection fee on service calls. Plus, you get free estimates on a new garage door. And while you're at it, ask about the Door Pro Advantage membership. It's the smart move for homeowners who want discounts and annual maintenance to keep everything on track. Trust me, upgrading your garage door doesn't just make life easier. It boosts your curb appeal and adds serious value to your home. So if your garage door is due for a little TLC, or you're just ready for an upgrade, level up and score with Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO, that's 877-DOOR-PRO, or visit doorproamerica.com. Be sure to tell them J.P. Finley sent you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. This Ringer article that said Jaden Daniels is breaking himself, I think presented things very much one way. I think there's plenty of other evidence, including this Dan Graziano article that I mentioned, that presents more of a total vision. But my thing is, I don't think you can judge a lot from this year because it's just been so disjointed. The young man's played four total games and with four very different rosters. I liked this tweet from Nick Chappell. Nick said, "I don't love this article saying he's officially in the sophomore slump tier now. This has been such a weird season for him, and it's hard to figure it out. He didn't get a full training camp with his best weapon and then didn't have most of them in regular season play for long. And him being in and out of the lineup all year makes it hard to be consistent and improve. He hasn't been great, but I think injuries all over that side of the ball hasn't helped. I think that's pretty fair. Jaden has not looked as good this year as he did last year, period. Some of that's on Jaden. I thought in Minnesota there were times where he could have made throws and he tucked it and ran. But by and large, I think to be trying to assume to summarize too much from this year is pretty crazy. I think if the concern is his running, some of that's on him. Some of that is how the organization has used him.
Yeah.
Like, totally. I think there's factors to this, right? And I think maybe you got to reassess all of it. And some of that's on Jaden. I liked this. This is from, what is this guy's handle? Commanders 93 said, JD's instincts seem to be scramble and run. Last season in the first two games, he was running a lot, new to the NFL and not established chemistry with the wide receivers. This year, later, it changed and he started to throw more. This year, he didn't have receivers plus his own injuries brought him back to that instinct to run. Mm-hmm. I think he knows he can make plays with his legs. He's trying to make plays with his legs. If you want to talk about not taking as many hits, I think that will happen over time. I think we saw that in the Minnesota game, which was some value for the organization. I just think this year has been so wacky that you don't want to draw a ton of conclusions. But I think among many things that need to be overhauled this offseason, and I think there's going to be pretty significant, I think there's a lot of factors to Jaden not playing as well this year. I think we haven't really seen, I mean, dude, look at his game logs. Like, he's not playing very much. Mm-hmm. And so, like yesterday, or I'm sorry, Sunday, when he got in against Minnesota, he hadn't played in a month. He hadn't played since November 2nd. The numbers are ugly from that game. He was getting blitzed like crazy. It wasn't a great protection night. He hasn't played in consecutive weeks since that stretch of Chargers, Bears, Cowboys, and he hasn't played consecutive full games since mid-October.
Yeah.
The last four games he's gone into, he's come out with injuries. So, like, maybe it's a chicken and egg thing. Are the injuries because he runs too much, or does he run too much because he's coming back from injury? Catch 22, paradox, whatever you want to call
that. He wasn't running when he got the hamstring.
That was in the pocket.
He was sitting in the pocket. You know, so it's like, listen, bro, we can make any story be what we want to be based on how we word it. He got hurt in the pocket. When a dude went at his knee.
Green Bay.
That happens. The hit the other day. You want him to just run away from the play? Because I'll be comfortable telling him to do that. If you throw an interception, just get away. You know what I mean? Then you don't have to worry about it. Because if you're anywhere close, they're looking you up. And just so people out there who think football is nice, it's not nice. The first thing they tell you when you get an interception, decapitate the quarterback. That's what defense are taught. Tear his ass up. So, if that's what you want him to do, like, let it understand he could throw the ball. If it happens to get picked, he ain't trying to make no tackle. And then you better not ever say nothing about, well, why didn't he try to make the tackle?
Yeah, I agree with you. I just think it's silly to try to – maybe not silly, but it's a bit of a jump to me. The slide rate should go up. You have true star quarterbacks. Pat Mahomes realizes to get out of danger. You'd like to see Jaden do that, okay? I don't disagree with that. That will happen over time.
Slide rate will go up if you just add those damn head first and those running out of bounds.
The good news, people, whatever way you land on Jaden's running, everybody lands the same side on pizza. You know where I went last night, Brian?
Where you went?
The Paisanos in Georgetown. I got a pizza and a chicken Philly cheesesteak. The chicken Philly cheesesteak from Paisanos is phenomenal. And caller number 10 right now, 800-636-1067. You win a $50 Paisanos gift card. No one appreciates listeners to the fan more than Paisanos. Now, score 30% off any order of 30 or more with promo code FAN30. Pizzas, wings, pastas, subs, salads, and more. Add it all to the cart and use promo code FAN30 to save some cash. Order now at PaisanosPizza.com. Caller 10 right now. You're winning 50 bucks.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.